a somber week for the club with the passing of Richard Eades in the build-up to the Everton game, and a lovely tribute planned for him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's tragic news, really. And, you know, the lads and everybody have been affected by that somewhat. They've made an immediate contribution to the family from the group, which I thought was a nice thing to do on their part. You know, it's a tribute to him, hopefully, in terms of what we put on for him, how the club conducts itself from here on in, and hopefully with a result that he would have been proud of.
And looking to make the day as smooth as possible for his family. And the players, you say, were quite close to him. They knew him, at least.
Yeah, a few of them knew him. And I obviously have not been here long enough to have known him, but he is well remembered. And as I say, it was nice for them all to go together and make that that contribution to his family, because I think there's one or two issues around helping the family immediately. So it was, that's been very well handled, and now, as I say, we just want to try and get a victory as quick as we can now for the rest of our fans, and obviously for him.
And build on what happened in the Everton game and just put the ball in the net, because there wasn't much wrong with the performance apart from that obvious thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said after the game, it's horrible to keep saying similar things, but the performance level was up a level from perhaps some of our other displays in terms of the continuity in the game, the way that we locked them in and restricted them with some very dangerous players on the pitch to one chance really at the end, where they just managed to create a chance and Ben come to light in terms of a good save. So, but you know, getting the ball in the net is the immediate issue, and we got to resolve that, whether it's a set play, whether it's a fortunate goal, whether it's just a goal through sheer pressure that just falls our way. And that's how you create luck. We can't expect it to land on our doorstep. So that's what we got to do again. And hopefully that's what will happen.
I mean, have you been doing extra drills in training or that type of thing, or not necessarily, to try and kind of drive the message home to the players? They don't need telling, obviously, but no. You see the point I'm trying to drive at.
Yeah, well, sometimes there's certain things you can do as a manager, and you know, you can put sessions on and stuff in terms of finishing sessions, and obviously our levels of energy are not great at the moment. It's not ideal because we're going almost from game to game without too much work on the training ground, so that's a bit frustrating. Set plays is an area that we can nail down a little bit better, and we're concentrating on them for the Arsenal game. We've had success in that in the past, and hopefully, as I say, just building on in the classroom, some of the things we did very, very well, particularly in the last three halves, if I want to count them that. The second half at Stoke and the last game was much more like it, much more difficult for the opposition to cope with. And although it wasn't said in the press, I know Everton were mighty relieved to get a point when I spoke to them after.
It's a slightly different mindset now with the players, I would suggest, in that, you know, certain other performances in the lead up to the last couple haven't been all that you've been looking for. Now you've been playing pretty well for the majority of the last couple of games, at least, or certainly one and a half matches, in my opinion, and yet you still haven't won.
That sometimes happens, though. But you can only keep, you know, going across the bridge, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep going across the bridge and trying to find the answer. And I think the player's got a good idea of what I expect. I think that's coming to fruition a little bit. And if you look at my teams, have, over the course of my management, had runs where they've won back-to-back, and I can see that team doing this team doing that. Whether we can start it against a team as strong as Arsenal, I don't know. But you know, the Premier League, it sometimes can fall your way on an unusual day. But we'll have a full house. The crowd's response has been brilliant. I hope we get the same support as we got against Everton, same noise levels. And if we can play like we did, I think we got a great chance of winning.